Because you love us, you chasten those that you love, and Lord, you're wanting to bring us face to face with things that are separating, oh God, and we pray, enable us to set aside every weight in the sin which doth so easily beset us, and help us to run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and despised the shame and is set down at the right hand of God. Thank you, Lord. We want to turn. We want to yield. We say yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
Lord.
When the beloved Apostle John baptized with fire. But I am baptizing with a refining fire, that my church shall come forth without spot or wrinkle. I am burning up the chaff, burning up the dross, that my church would come forth as pure gold, saith the Lord.
We sang that chorus, "Have thy way, Lord, have thy way." We heard a moment ago that the Lord is dead serious about his dealings with his church. We want to be in earnest as well. The verse to that song, one of the verses says, "Lord, I loathe myself and sin. Enter now and make me clean. Make my heart just like thine own. Come, Lord. Take thy throne. Lord, thy love has won my all. Let thy spirit on me fall. Burn up every trace of sin. Make me pure within. Lord, that within us which resists your authority, we want to come before you and have that dealt with by your mighty power. We bow at your feet, Lord. We embrace your rule and reign in our lives. O Lord, make that our earnest desire, that we fall into line with that which you are after and that which you are doing. Hallelujah. We thank you for speaking to our hearts this evening.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Now help us to bow at your blessed feet. King Jesus, reign in our hearts today, now, Lord, ere this life is o'er. Let's sing that song, 179, 179. Take some time to deal with the Lord. He has spoken to us so faithfully. He's the faithful witness. He's the Lord of all. He's the fire that burns, as we heard. I've come to kindle a fire on the earth. How wonderful that he doesn't leave us alone to go our own way, but he comes to take charge. He comes to cleanse his people. He comes to purify his church so that, as we heard before the watching world, we might present for him and for his glory an authentic witness to Christ the King. We are so thankful for God's word tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, what about Brother Luton said, I don't know what it is for you. I know what it is for me. What about those who can take the time tonight? We can do that, whether we must go. I know some of you have to be up early to serve. We can do that anyway. But if we can just think this way, Lord, I want to place myself right in that line of vision, your searching sight, eyes as a flame of fire, blazing eyes. I want to put myself right where those blazing eyes, where flesh withers, right where they look right into my heart, and where all things are naked and open before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. I want to go there, as uncomfortable as that might be, for my flesh, Lord, my self-will, my pride. Oh, Lord, as uncomfortable as that may be, help me to place myself right there. And search me, oh God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And help me to come into line. Help me to come into line with your will, with your purposes, with that which you are wanting to do with your church, what you are after in this world today. Lord, Lord, I bow before you. How about we do that tonight, each of us? It's just the beginning, yes, but he's spoken to us so clearly. And it'd be a good start if we began to deal with him tonight. And let him work deeply within us. Let's stand and sing that third verse.
Let King Jesus reign ere your life is o'er.
Free to call on God as we heard our brother do. And let's just pray. Let's seek the Lord. And seek his working in our hearts that brings us into line with his will.